Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gentwin, and it's the evening of the 15th of May today. And well, I don't know why, I don't know whether I got into a bit of a routine of doing a poo every day about butterflies, and now we haven't got any more. I missed that bit. I certainly miss the butterflies. I keep catching myself looking over to check on them, and they're no longer there. It's very strange. But I am glad that that we could release them at last. Even though, yeah, because at first I was quite worried about having to find them something to eat. I thought, oh my goodness, what if I can't find? They're supposed to have flowers and sugar water and, you know, and fruit. And I thought, well, what if they don't like it? What if they don't feed? But in the end, I was quite enjoying finding new flowers in the garden for them to try, and I did eat them all, even though you did have to give it at sort of the right time, sort of during the day, and preferably, yeah, the fruit had to be slightly on the smelly side already, so I only really gave them flowers in the end. So yeah, it's a bit strange now. I guess that's why they tell you not to give your animals names, you get attached to them. But anyway, I think we'll have butterflies again. The kids certainly seem to enjoy the experience, so we can do that again and hope for better weather for the last stage of it all next time. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that I've listened to a few poos, and there was the one from Phil, Daylight Gambler, who was talking about time management and that sort of thing, and do we all have far more on our to-do lists than we can possibly achieve, and that certainly struck a chord. Yes, I seem to have permanently too much on my list, and I'm not entirely sure whether it's my my time management that I don't do things as efficiently as I could, or whether things just take much longer than I thought they would, that always seems to be the case, or whether I just have high expectations of what I can achieve in a day. And I certainly have noticed that there always seem to be stuff coming in sideways, so if I think I'm going to do X, Y, Z on that day, then there'll always be some request coming in from the school, or the kids will need something that day or something along those lines, and then that kind of messes up my plans. And the other thing I've noticed is that there are certain things like certain phone calls that sit on my list for ages, and when I finally get around to it, then it only really takes 5 minutes and it's sorted out, but it takes me more time and hassle to psych myself up to finally go and make that call than the actual call, which was a bit, oh, I wish I'd done that before. But I think my main way of working through my to-do list is more sort of a deadline thing. So some things will become irrelevant with time, so I don't no longer have to do them. And otherwise, I'm just always firefighting to just do the things that are due just before their deadline. I've always been like that, even at school and at uni. I wouldn't sit down straight away and deal with stuff, you know, get my homework and start working on it. I had friends who did that, but I was one of the ones who'd get the homework and I wouldn't start it until shortly before it was due. And I thought, yeah, that's not a good way of working. I should really do this straight away. But there's always so much other stuff that you have to do instead. Plus, I noticed inspiration actually only strikes me when there's a bit of pressure that this needs to get finished. So Phil, you're not alone. I think we all have a little bit too much on our lists, and when you think you're done, then sort of other things come in. See, I had a bit of a very strange day today. I thought it was going to be quite quiet, apart from I was expecting Henry's new bed to be delivered, which in actual fact only took about 10 minutes. but there were so many other things going on at the same time. It made for a manic day. And, you know, now I'm sitting here thinking, what did I actually do today? The time somehow always goes. Anyway, speaking of time going, I've gone on for far too long. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.